Talking today with Michael Kelsey, just named as the new executive vice president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, obviously you've got some roots in Oklahoma. First of all, tell our folks a little bit about who you are as far as in relationship to the state.
You bet, Ron. I thank you for that. This has been a tough decision, to be honest, because Nebraska has been very good to us, our family. The cattle industry is very well alive and is thriving up here, albeit a drought and some tough challenges, but good folks. So this has been a very difficult decision. Now, that being said, Oklahoma is my home, and I am just so honored and so excited to be coming back to Oklahoma, and in particular OCA. There was just a lot that went into the opportunity for me to do this, the great tradition that OCA has in leadership, established by Scott, as well as previous execs, and then most importantly, the leadership and membership of the association, a fantastic staff that I look forward to working with alongside. And, 60 years is a great tradition, and it's something that didn't come about by mediocrity. These cattle folks in Oklahoma are good people, and they work hard, and they want to get their business to the next generation, and I just really look forward to working with them.
As far as your strategy is concerned, you know, what are you thinking as you come in? What are you going to do to, get rolling as the new top hired hand?
You bet. Great question. And we're going to work closely with the leadership of OCA and the incoming leadership. One of the things that I find just really exciting about Oklahoma, and I think you can even say this across our country, but certainly in Oklahoma, is as I've done some research, I found there's a great influx of young people that want to get involved in the beef cattle industry, the beef cattle business. And that is exciting. And so I think there's going to be great opportunity to continue to develop that heritage based upon the incoming generation. And now, we're going to have to work hard to communicate that message to consumers. I tell you what, this millennial generation and the millennials within the beef cattle industry are fantastic communicators, and I look forward to working with them in that sense. Now, all that being said, what a great heritage Oklahoma cattleman has. And I can remember, Ron, driving by the OCA office when I was a kid. Dad and I were headed up to the stockyards, and I was just in awe of the OCA office and what it represents. And I want to continue that great heritage and tradition that's been established, and just really look forward to all the opportunities that we have.
Obviously, you've had the opportunity to work in the state at the Oklahoma Beef Council before you left to go to Nebraska. You've already got some relationships, I know, established from your time here. But also, even while you're in Nebraska, obviously there's been some good leaders you've had a chance to already work with.
You bet there is. Nebraska is just plush with great leadership and great people. And we're going to continue those relationships, obviously, and work to improve. We're in this business together, and certainly we want Oklahoma producers to succeed, but we want all beef producers to succeed, because we're in the business of producing best protein product in the world. And I look forward to working with the Beef Council. Heather is just a great colleague, and her board of directors and staff. It's going to be wonderful to get back and work with them. And Ron, I'm just really excited for the opportunities that I see, and I know that the leadership has said that and shared with me that they see for the future as well.
One last thing, as far as, when you think, Michael, about the challenges within the industry, I know that obviously you've had a lot of battles that you fought within Nebraska. You've had HSUS at one point come into the state and be snooping around a little bit. We've got some folks that simply don't like animal agriculture. I know that's one of the reasons that a group like OCA really needs to exist.
Absolutely. It is becoming more and more imperative that we tell our story. And I know that may seem like a bit of an axiom, but that is incredibly important. And what we have to our advantage is quite a few things. Number one, we have a great story to tell. But we also have wonderful people and talented people to not only represent that story, but also to tell it. And that starts with the great staff that OCA has, but then also the great young membership and leadership that's coming up through the leadership programs that OCA has. I just look forward to continuing those and developing those. But you're absolutely right. We have to roll up our sleeves and in a sense protect our industry, but most importantly promote it. I think we need to look at that as an opportunity and be proactive rather than look at it as defense and be reactive. So it's just going to be, I'm really looking forward to it. And Ron, I'll say this. My experience in Nebraska, and I anticipate this will be the way, same way in Oklahoma at with the cattlemen, is I don't get up and go to work. I just haven't done that in a long time because I so enjoy working with cattle people and working in the cattle industry. And I anticipate it's going to be the very same way in Oklahoma, and I'm excited.
Michael Kelsey, the new executive vice president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, taking that position on the 1st of July. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.